This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So there was some shocking news today about health insurance in Massachusetts.
Prices are up.
And benefits are down.
Like we said, shocking.
Okay, perhaps not so shocking because it continues a long-term trend in healthcare. But the new state government report shows just how much more people in Massachusetts are getting and how much more they how little people in Massachusetts are getting and how much they're paying.
The study is by the Center for Health Information and Analysis, and it found that between 2009 and 11, the cost of health insurance went up almost 10%, while the amount of benefits declined by 5%.
So joining me now to talk more about these findings and who's bearing the brunt of these diverging trend lines is Stuart Altman. He's a professor of national health policy at Brandeis. He served as an advisor on health issues to numerous presidents, including Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. And welcome back to Radio Boston, Stuart Altman.
Well, thank you.
So what does this new report tell us about the state of health insurance in Massachusetts?
Well, the most important thing to understand is that, as you pointed out, this is a continuation of a trend that began a long time ago. I mean, we have, by every estimate, a very high-quality healthcare system with a disproportionate number of the best hospitals and doctors in the world. The problem with it, on the other side, is how expensive it is. We are the most expensive area in the United States, if not the world, when it comes to that. So we pay disproportionately for the fact that, as it pointed out in the study, 80% of the patients and 80% of the services go to the most expensive facilities and the most expensive physicians in the state.
Hmm. So does that suggest that healthcare consumers, all of us, need to seek alternatives to those very expensive hospitals?
Well, that's what's occurring now. There is a new trend which was not discussed much in this report, toward what we call limited networks, where insurers and in some cases a delivery system said, if you as a patient are willing to go more to community hospitals and community physicians, we will lower your premiums, but you have to agree not to seek even fairly routine care in our most expensive facilities. Mm. That's one way that consumers can lower their costs.
Doesn't that sort of go against, though, the instinct that, you know, when you need to go and get medical care, you want to go to the best place possible? I mean, it seems like it's a tough balance to strike there.
Well, let's define best. I mean, for a lot of the care that we need, routine care, which is important, and I'm not putting it down, you don't need to go to a high-end tertiary care hospital or a high-end specialist. And unfortunately, we've become accustomed to doing that, and we wind up paying the bill. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. If we want to do that, and I'm not saying that people shouldn't want to do it, then I think they have to recognize it's going to cost them more money.
Mm. So that's some suggestions there about what the healthcare consumer can do. The report today also lays sort of a foundation for healthcare cost hearings that are going to be held this fall by the state's Health Policy Commission. What are some of the things that the state of Massachusetts, in terms of policies, should be thinking about to reverse these trend lines?
Well, as you know, I've become the chair of that commission. The governor appointed me last year to do that, and we're looking forward to these hearings because we want to sort of lay out clearly to the Commonwealth residents and the system and says, look, just this is how expensive this is, and if we're going to do something about it, how can we do it in a way that doesn't reduce the quality of our care? In fact, we're hoping to increase it, but we really need to get control over the costs. It's now just consuming a larger and larger percentage of individuals' budgets and state budgets. So that's what those hearings are all about, to lay clear what's going out, clearly what's going on.
Mm. Data released by the federal government earlier this year, among other things, showed big price variations between what hospitals charge for the same procedures across the state. And I'm wondering if insurance companies should be encouraging price shopping when possible. Or are they doing that enough?
I think a much better, the study that was done by the federal government grabbed a lot of headlines, but it really is not very helpful to most people because they don't pay those prices. What is helpful is a report that was issued by our Attorney General 2 years ago, which explained just how much more certain hospitals get from the same insurance company for the same services. And it varies by almost 50%, depending on the hospital that you go to and also the physicians that you go to.
Mm. Finally, Stuart Altman, Obamacare, of course, it's been passed. It survived the Supreme Court. It's still under attack by Republicans. But I'm curious to know, is there a reason to hope that as more of its elements are put into place, is that going to help these trend lines reverse in your view?
Well, we hope so. It's not only the coverage, and there clearly is advantages for people to being covered earlier and finding out about problems before they become too expensive. But a big proportion of the Affordable Care Act also talks about restructuring the delivery system to sort of get rid of waste, to find services that work and use them and leave out services that don't work. Mm. So we're hopeful that over the next 5 to 10 years, and it's going to take a while, this is not something that can change overnight, but we're hopeful that we can slow the growth.
All right. Stuart Altman is a professor of national health policy at Brandeis University. He also chairs the state's Health Policy Commission. Thank you so much, Stuart Altman.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, stick with us because coming up, outrage over the state's new tech tax. Members of the IT community say they were caught off guard by a new sales tax on computer software services. We'll take a look. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.